Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Butcher to the Rescue. During the 2 months that Sparky was absent from his home in Cincinnati, Ohio, while on a big game hunting expedition in Africa, the kids in Sparky's club decided they wanted a new leader. This hurt Sparky's pride ever so much because he's been the leader of the clubhouse gang for quite some time. Sidney Clackstetter is the name of the new boy. Sparky doesn't intend to take this challenge to his leadership lying down, so as we join today's episode, Sparky and I are in the living room at our house in Cincinnati, and Sparky's trying to figure out what to do.
Well, now let me see. What can I do? There must be some way.
Hey, Sparky, what are you doing? Sitting there talking to yourself?
Oh, yeah, Big John. I'm trying to figure out something.
Something to do with your club, I guess?
Well, yeah. Actually, I'm trying to figure out a way to make the guys in our club the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle, of which I used to be the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, still want me to be the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter of the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle. Oh, boy. That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
I should say it was. Well, I'm glad to see you can at least be good-humored about this latest setback in your political career.
Well, that's because, Big John, inside my little brain, I am devising a plot to get even with those guys.
Oh, now, Sparky, that isn't right. You should never seek revenge.
Revenge? Oh, Big John, this isn't revenge. No, this is just getting even with those guys.
Well, what in the world do you think revenge is? When you want to get even with somebody, that's revenge. And no matter what anyone does to you, no matter how bad, you should never seek revenge.
Well, I know, but this kind of getting even isn't revenge, Big John. It's sort of like a game. I mean, all kids play it. It's fun. Boy. You see, right now, all the guys in the club are trying to figure out what I'm going to do to get even with them, and they're already trying to figure out how to get even with me for getting even with them, see? It's fun.
Yeah, well, I guess it is. Uh-oh, there's the doorbell. Sparky, would you go and see who it is, please?
Yeah, okay. Well, how about that? Look who's here. Hey, come on in. Boy, you're just in time to have a little gab fest here. Hey, Big John, it's Yuki Butcher. He says he dropped in to pay us a little visit.
Oh, fine. Come on in, Yuki. Have a chair.
No, thank you, Big John. I've got plenty of chairs in my room at the Cheviot Hills Hotel. I don't need any more chairs. Thanks anyway, though, Big John.
What I mean, Yuki, is sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, yes. I think I'll do that. Make myself comfortable. Fine. Well, how have you been, Big John?
Fine.
How about you, Sparky lad? How have you been? Feeling fine, I hope. Fine and dandy, that is.
Well, Yuki, I tell you, I...
Glad to hear it, lad. Fine. You're a good little boy, Sparky.
Wait a minute, Yuki. You didn't even let me tell you how I am.
Oh, you don't have to tell me how you are, lad. I know. You're a good little boy, Sparky, lad. Yeah, fine little boy. Real fine.
Okay, if you say so, Yuki. But I don't feel real fine.
Is that right? Well, what's the matter, lad? Got a pain in your gizzard or something? I recall the one time in his entire lifetime when old Charlie Rustlaw wasn't feeling real fine. Had a pain in his gizzard. Old Charlie was bending over tying his shoelaces. When he tried to stand up, he couldn't straighten up there.
Yeah? Is that right?
Yeah. Turned out he had gotten his tie caught in his shoelaces. Tied him in a double bow there.
That's pretty good, Yuki. But... I'm afraid I don't have a pain in my gizzard. I got worse trouble than that.
Yeah, fine. What is it, lad?
Well, it seems that while we were away in Africa, a new kid moved into the neighborhood. And now all the kids in our club want him to be the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter.
Fine. Well, what's wrong with that, lad?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? That's what I am in the club. Don't you see? They want to give him my job in the club. I want to be the Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter.
Oh. Well, that's not so fine then, is it?
Well, I'll say it isn't.
How come they prefer this new feller to you, lad?
First of all, because this new kid's daddy is an inventor. He invents all kinds of inventions.
That's real fine.
It is not. This new kid, his name is City Clackstetter, by the way, promised the guys in our club that if they elected him the exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, he just, you know, he bribed them, because what he said was that he'd go and get his daddy to invent a new electric eye door for the clubhouse shack, see? A door that could only be opened by members of the club. It'd be a secret thing, like, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, look, don't you understand, Yuki? If I'm not the exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, I won't be able to wear my plumed hat with the fluffy purple and white feathers on it and my white robe with the white jockey satin lining.
Oh, I see. Well, that's bad, lad. Yeah, that's bad. Well, huh. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, so far, I don't know.
You see, Yuki, just before you got here, Sparky was trying to figure out a way to get the boys in his club to change their minds about electing this new boy, Sidney Clackstetter, or whatever his name is.
Sidney Clackstetter, big time.
Yeah, this Clackstetter. Sparky was trying to figure out a way to keep the boys from electing him to the office that Sparky already holds.
Well, it doesn't seem fair. If Sparky is the salt and pepper high lamby pie of the pink and blue suspenders, I think he should keep the job there.
Exalted High Lama of the Purple and White Garter, Yuki.
Yeah, fine, that's what I said. Salt and pepper shakers with the purple and white gravy boat, fine. You say this new kid's daddy's an inventor, huh? Invents inventions, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why Rabbit Ears McKeister and Maxie Finster and all the rest of the guys in my club want him to be the head of our club, because, you know, because he said his daddy will invent a special electric eye door for the clubhouse shack. A door that can only be opened by members of the club.
Fine. How come nobody else can open the door, though, lad?
Well, because it's an invention and it only opens up whenever you walk past the electric eye.
Well, does that mean that only members of your club could walk past the electric eye, or what?
Well, no, but see, if somebody who isn't a member of the club walks past the electric eye, then the door won't open.
Well, that's real fine, but how does the electric eye know whether or not a feller who walks past is a member of your club or not?
Yeah, that's a good question. How about it, Sparky?
Well, you see, the electric eye won't work unless the person who walks past it is wearing a special kind of a button on his coat.
Oh.
A special kind of a button, see, made out of a special kind of metal.
Fine.
That works the electric eye.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I see. That's pretty clever, isn't it, Yuki?
Oh, yeah, it's real fine, real fine. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, all right.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it'll be real keen having an electric eye door on the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But I don't see why we have to elect this new kid to my job in the club. I mean, just to get this electric eye door.
Well, by the way, Sparky, you say this is an electric eye door. It works by electricity, I presume.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't any electricity back in Wobbledings Woods, which means that if you don't have any electricity in your shack, how is an electric eye door going to operate without current?
Oh, this is Sidney Clackstetter's dad. He's got this whole thing all figured out. He's got some old automobile batteries that he's going to give us to make the electric eye door.
Oh, I see, I see, I see.
You say this boy's daddy's an inventor, huh? Invents inventions and stuff like that?
That's right.
Fine. You know, lad, I'm an inventor. I invent new and improved models.
New and improved models of what?
Yes, you must come out to see my laboratory sometime. I got an inventing laboratory out in the big barn of the old Plugnickel farm. Got lots of inventions out there. Haven't even given to the public yet.
Hey, I didn't know you were an inventor.
No, I didn't either, Yuki. Hey, this is a surprise. My goodness.
Oh, yes, I'm an inventor. I invent inventions. You must go out to my laboratory sometime and see my new and improved bread toaster.
Bread toaster?
Yeah, not only does it toast the bread for you, but it butters it, too. You plop a piece of white bread into my new and improved toaster, and it comes out toasted and buttered for you. You can turn a couple of knobs on it and make you some cinnamon toast.
Hey, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, yes. Hey, lad, if you could present your club with an electric eye door for your clubhouse, do you think that the other kids would be willing to keep you as the head man of the club?
Yeah, sure, Yuki.
Well, in that case, I might just as well go to work in my invent laboratory and invent a special new and improved electric eye door for your little old clubhouse shack back there while we take lunch, yes.
Hey, honest, Yuki?
Sure. It'll be the best electric eye door you ever did see. Ah, if you fellas will excuse me now, I shall be off to my laboratory where I work on my inventions in the big barn out in the old Plugnickel farm. Good day, fellas.
Good day, Yuki.
Boy. Yeah, good day, Yuki. And thanks. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. teacher was also an inventor. Has an inventing laboratory in a barn out in Oaks Nickel Farm. He's going to invent an electric eye door for our clubhouse. Now I'll bet those guys will keep me as the exalted High Llama of the Purple and White Garter instead of making Sid Claxtetter the exalted High Llama. But you know, I'm not sure they will. Well, anyway, we'll just have to see. Just as soon as Yuki finishes inventing the new electric eye door for the clubhouse, that'll separate the... I'll see you tomorrow, kids.